Welcome to FC Podcast, your weekly dose of footballing culture. I am your host, Simon Scott, and as ever, I am joined by Captain Carlsberg and the bias Kaiser of FCP, James Hepworth. As always, let's hear it from you guys, our FC Podcast ultras. Get in touch with us on Instagram at FC Podcast Boys, on Twitter at FC Podcast 2. Show us where you're listening from. Show us your appreciation. Shout out to our listeners in India, Australia, America. I see you subscribers in Texas. Send us a picture of where you're listening to us. And while you're at it, leave us a five-star review as well. It's a little bit later on Sunday, the 20th of December, 2020. Jamie Vardy has just scored against Spurs, so me and Jack are absolutely buzzing. We've had a few listeners in the hope of changing James's mind on a couple of his predictions. Can he predict anything next year that has nothing to do with Bayern Munich? Because you are currently listening to part two of our end of year special, where we look into the head of Kalina himself, shine it up real good and see what the future holds. We've got a couple of categories that we've put together of what we think will be fun predictions for next year. That is winner of the Champions League, winner of the Euros, player of the year, signing of the year, potential MVP of the year, comeback player of the year, because half of Liverpool's team is injured, and FC Podcast Clown of the Year. Going to be some great predictions coming up. So we'll start right off on the big one. Who is going to win the Champions League next year? James, come on, just get on with why you think Bayern are going to win.
I'm not going to say Bayern are going to win the Champions League. And
You're a liar.
No, I said, I think in our first podcast,
he just doesn't want to jinx it. That's why.
A little bit of that as well. But I think I said in the first episode of the podcast that a team not Bayern Munich will win the Champions League. And I'm still going to put my money, despite them having a bit of an iffy start to the season, not playing 100% to their capabilities. Perhaps, yes, I think it's true, they don't have the best manager in charge at the moment, but they have a great team. I think PSG will still win the Champions League. They came so close against Bayern in the last Champions League final. They were the better team, I have to say. And I think they will win the Champions League next year. I just have a feeling, and that's my honest opinion. I think that PSG will win it. If they don't win it, then I will say Bayern will win it. But I have a feeling PSG will do it.
Who do you think is going to be in the final?
Depends on the way that the draw is
done. It's all the draw though, ain't it? It's luck of the draw.
Yeah.
You don't know who's going to get who in the quarters or the semis.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say Bayern PSG, repeat.
Do you think? That'd be pretty good.
I think it's going to be a repeat, and I think PSG will beat Bayern and get their revenge. I have a feeling, or PSG will meet Bayern in the semi-finals. But I think Bayern will meet PSG again, and I think PSG will beat Bayern.
Big prediction, big call. James, that's a great shout out. And I'm really, really proud of you, mate. You know, a New Year's resolution, you're not just going to pick
Bayern. He's lying. Don't say that.
It was hard. It was a hard thing to say. But I'm thinking with my heart and not my head.
Well, be for the first time in your life. Right.
Not a bullshit, that.
Oi, Jack, go on. Who do you think is going to win the Champions League this year? The Jousk.
The best team in Europe, Bayern Munich. I'm not going to beat around the bush. They're easily the best team in Europe right now, and they have to be the favourites for the Champions League. I don't know who's going to be in the final, but I'd say the two best teams in Europe right now are Bayern Munich and Liverpool. So if the two teams find their way to the final or don't meet before, then it'll be them two facing in the final. And I think Bayern Munich got a stronger team right now. They're my favourites. I think they will win the Champions League.
Liverpool, Bayern Munich.
Not missing about it, James. Bayern are winning it.
Absolutely love a Liverpool Bayern Munich final, just because.
Yeah, say that when they're lifting the trophy.
We've won it before. We've won it a few times. We'll be all right. But I would love that, just because it's not very often that me and James get pit against each other. So.
And we both have six Champions League trophies each.
So the winner will get the seventh. Six. So it'll be the fight for the seven. Oh, That's a great shout. Who do I think is going to be in the Champions League this year? In one of our first podcasts, I actually predicted that a team from Italy will win the Champions League this year, but went... Well, Atalanta are currently imploding. Juventus aren't that good. And Lazio are a good team, but not good enough to win the Champions League.
They've got Bayern.
And they've got Bayern next in the round of 16.
And Inter and Conte... Well, they fucked it.
They absolutely fucked it. So when I look at the choice of 16 teams, Mönchengladbach, Man City, as we've already mentioned, Lazio, Bayern, Atletico, Chelsea, Leipzig, my boys in red, Liverpool, Porto, Juventus, Barcelona, Paris Saint-Germain, Sevilla, Dortmund, Atalanta and Real Madrid. I think about the teams there that can win the Champions League and I think about which team will win the Champions League. I also think it's going to be a Bayern-Liverpool final and I don't think Liverpool are going
to
win.
I'd actually like to retract my statement. I don't think it'll be a Liverpool Bayern final. I don't think an English team is going to go far in Europe this season, in Champions League and Europa League. And the main reason being the five subs rule, not being in England, also not being in the Premier League because it's in the Championship. I think the English teams are not playing on the same level playing field as the European teams, and because of that, when it gets to the last stages of the season, there'll be more injuries, more fatigue. And the English teams won't be able to cope compared to the European teams. And that is why, unless it's maybe Liverpool, and no other English team will go far in Europe. And I mean the same for Spurs, Arsenal, Leicester and Man United in Europa League as well.
I would absolutely love to see a Bayern-Juventus final or a semi-final. Just I would like to see Ronaldo go up against that team just because I think it would.
He's done all right against Bayern before, hasn't he, James?
I think they'll be all right.
He has. Juventus have an atrocious record against Bayern. I can't remember the last time they actually beat us. That would make
a really good final, actually. Atletico-Bayern would make a cracking final.
We've already played them twice. We beat them 4-0 in the first leg and then we drew 1-1.
But they're a different team now.
No, it was Atletico's team as well.
I know, but Jack, fuck off. I'm trying to like give some
different
opinions.
We only played them a few weeks ago.
Every time I try and give my opinion, you're like, sorry, mate, you're wrong. It's fucking Jesus Christ. Right, I want a fucking Atletico Bayern final. If I want one, I'll have one. All right.
We've already seen that though, pal. I'd like to see PSG Bayern.
Yeah, it would be good, wouldn't it?
I want to see PSG. I want to see a rematch, Bayern PSG.
I want to see Bayern Barca. I want them to get more than 8 this time.
Oh, you sick
I was hoping
fuck.
That was going to be the draw.
Just stop beating him. They're already dead. Crikey.
We want more blood, pal. Typical more blood. Chelsk.
Right. Who do you think is going to win the Euros? Because I know what you've just said, Jack, about players being tired and fatigued. Once the Champions League is finished, you've then got the Euros straight afterwards. So who's going to be the potential winner of the Euros? Look at some of the teams that are in there. There's lots of teams with great squads, but as we know, when European tournaments come round, it's anybody's game. I mean, look at Portugal in the last Euros. Were shy all the way through and went and won the bloody thing.
Yeah, I don't have a clue who's going to win the Euros. I'd say the three best teams going into the Euros are France, Portugal and Italy. I'd say those are the three.
Very good selection of choices out of those three. Italy, I would love to see them do something. They've got a great team. Obviously, Mancini's been... They've been fantastic under Mancini. They've got some amazing young players coming through
really
as well
Mancini.
In that squad. I mean, some cracking stars. You look at Belgium as well. They're absolutely stacked. But can they do it? I mean, we're from a country that's had a golden generation of players that didn't win anything.
And Belgium will be the same.
And Belgium... Potentially could be the same. I'm not predicting them to win. James, what about your glorious Germany? Do you think they're going to do anything?
No, I honestly think Germany could get bounced out of the Euros without winning a single game. I look at our group. I don't see us beating France. I don't see us beating Portugal.
Wait, just stop. Can you hear that in the distance? Is that a phone ringing? It must be a big call. I'm just going to go get it. Nicely done. You can laugh when you want, boys. You can laugh when you want.
And I don't think... And I think we could even draw or lose to Hungary. So I'm not looking
forward to it. Hang on, sorry. What was that about a phone ringing?
Never mind. I was... Once again, Jack, you fucking banter police. I'm trying to be entertaining. I'm like, oh, there's a big call, so I'm just going to go and get the phone that's ringing. And you're just like, oh, shit, banter. Fuck. Shanter. Absolute shanter from the boys. Honestly. Right, James has been fucking hilarious all week. He sent us some hilarious videos. Him being in the stocks going, oh, for fuck's sake, add me in stitches. And Jack's just there going, shit banter, mate, shit banter.
It was a posh bloke in Dorset. What was so funny?
It's very funny. It was very, very funny. Anyway, back to what I can't remember what I'm fucking talking about.
Who was on the phone?
Who was on the phone? I wasn't on the phone.
My hands were in cuffs.
Who was on the phone? No, I was saying it's a big call from James saying that all the
teams. I didn't say you were on the phone. I was asking who's on the phone.
Who's on the phone? It's the big call. The big call.
Oh, I thought you were yakking on about.
Anyway, fucking hell. Look, there's banter and then there's killing banter, and like even the worst banter can be steamrolled and fed with like little juices of fun. But if you just go, nah, shit, mate, you might as well just like take it out the back, put a biscuit on the ground and shoot it.
Can you go on and do that?
Fucking hell. All right, winners of the Euros this year, I'm going to stick my neck out. I think France might win it.
I didn't even say who I was going to say to win the Euros.
It's dead, mate. You're not allowed to
say. No, fuck off. I'm having my say who's going to win the Euros.
Go on. Who's going to win the Euros, right. James?
You had enough.
No, I have not had enough. It was right for you. Now I'm going to say. You just wanted to hear me saying that Germany weren't, so you could get your little shit gigs out.
Exactly.
No, mate. I want to be honest. I want to say that I think Italy will win the Euros. I think they...
Cheers. Back to you in the studio.
No. And I want to explain why. I think they've been absolutely phenomenal since... Mancini has taken over from the helm.
Okay, great point. Moving on to the next prediction.
And
He's so rude, isn't he?
Anyway, I'm not even going to go on why I think they're going to win the
Italy.
So I'm Italy. Just going to say Italy are. And Carlsberg, if you continue with such a light, I'm going to fuck off the call now and make myself a carbonara. So...
Is that a promise or a threat?
Jack, if you're wondering what that is, it's a creamy form of pasta.
Yeah, with some parmesan. I know you don't really eat much cultural food in Essex, other than roast dinners and gammon eggs and chips.
It's a very beige diet.
A very beige
diet. Hang on. Whoa. I know what pasta is. This is coming from the same guy, the apparent northerner, that was like, I once had gammon, egg and chips. I'd never even seen that before.
I have fucking gammon egg and chips all the time. Yeah, but I don't listen. I know what gammon is, but I don't listen to gammon FM, all right? I know the difference between the two.
Listen here, pal.
Gammon's it's a fucking delicacy.
Dave and Bruce on a Friday night at 6 o'clock.
Jesus Christ.
Listeners of FC Podcast, out of our three, who is most likely to eat gammon eggs and chips?
Mate, I've got gammon over Christmas. Can't wait. Crackling gammon. Bring that with a turkey.
I rest my case.
Mate, you're telling me you're not going to be having gammon with your turkey as well?
No. I eat lobster with my turkey.
You've got a shit Christmas dinner then. Is that what you're telling me? No, we don't.
We eat finely smoked Atlantic salmon and we eat Portland lobster.
I'm not going to lie, I'm going to have salmon for Christmas breakfast with champagne.
Yeah,
and
very nice.
Yeah. But having salmon and lobster with your turkey, not being funny, pal, but your Christmas dinner sounds shite. I'll stick to my gammon.
No, it's not. You have that as a starter, then you have the fish starter, and then the game.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have the dessert.
I had too much meat.
No, it's too much meat.
There is never such thing as too much meat.
No, why would you have gammon with turkey? It makes no sense. You have the gammon.
Turkey, you also have gammon as well.
It does make a lot of sense because turkey is a very dried meat and the salt of the cured gammon will open up the palate and it'll be like, nom.
Exactly. We've got two different types of stuffings, pigs in blankets, two different kinds of roasties and mash.
Hey, that's a very rude thing to say about James's mother, all right? To be honest, I'm gonna be in a dressing gown all Christmas. I'm gonna be there, champagne in hand. I'm not like, oh, pubs are shut. I ain't going fucking nowhere, son. I'm gonna sit, park my arse down. I'm gonna watch World at War from 10 a.m. and I'm just gonna get hammered. That is my plan on Christmas Day. No Doctor Who, because it's on fucking New Year's. Ooh, I watched it in years.
I've never watched Doctor
Who. What were we talking about?
James is predicted the Euros.
France are going to win the Euros, I think. Because squad depth. Right, should we move on very quickly? Who's going to be our player of the year this year? My prediction, after a cracking run in the Champions League and a cracking run in La Liga, potentially winning the title, and a cracking run at the Euros, I think that Yao Felix is going to rise to the top this year. He is my prediction for player of the year 2021.
That's a great shout. I'm still going Kylian.
Because they go far in the Champions League. They go far in the La Liga. They go far in the Euros. Modric won it. Why can't Yao Felix?
I'm going. That's a great show. I'm going Mbappe. He's got Liga wrapped up, most likely. I reckon PSG will go far in the Champions League. I do think they'll beat Barcelona. And I think France have the potential to win the Euros. And if they do, Mbappe is going to be a major reason why. So I'm going man like Kylian.
It's a very, very, very good suggestion. James, what buying player are you picking?
So, I'm not going to pick a buying player because I'm so disgusted.
He's lying again.
No, mate, just hear me out, okay? Mate, I've been rude.
Mate, Pantos aren't on this year. You don't have to audition for Pinocchio.
Well, my nose is quite small anyway, so I think I get away with it.
Speak for yourself, pal. Look at me.
Mate, look at that hooter.
I know, it blocks out the sun if I sit at the correct angle. Anyway, continue. Who's going to be your player?
I'm also going to echo Carlsberg's words and go for Kylian Mbappe. I think PSG are going to win the Champions League next year. I think he's going to have an absolute instrumental part to play in their season to come. And I think France are going to have a great Euros. And I think he's going to be the main man. So I'm going to put my hat or my... what do they wear in France? Those funny hats, their
berets
into their wings. I'll put my garlic and French baguette also and say that
Mbappe is colourful, because they even know the hats they wear in France.
I mean, beret, okay, whatever.
Be all right, mate. Stick your car in reverse, drive it backwards, you'll be
fine. That's
a very
French thing to do, yeah. As I say, with a French tank, it's got one forward gear, four in reverse.
Four in reverse. My dad's going to listen to this and he's going to be like, hey, I've heard that joke before. Anyway, right, so they are very good selections for the player of the year. I think Mbappe will be a stellar one, but I don't think he'll be the player of the year, but I do believe that he will be the biggest signing of the year in 2021. Messi aside, I think if Kylian Mbappe does move, my Lord, I hope he comes to the Premier League. But if he does go to La Liga with Real Madrid, I think he will be the biggest signing of the year, even over Messi, because Messi, though the biggest player in the world, probably the greatest player of all time, I don't think he's going to have the impact in the next couple of years that Mbappe will have in the next 10. And that's why he is my biggest signing of the year, 2021.
This guy is still dreaming about Mbappe to Liverpool, isn't he?
I am, mate. It's happening.
I still remember the Werner rumours. I remember at work... This is months ago.
You turn around to me at work and going,
there's a lot of rumours saying Werner's going to Liverpool. And when we're linked with a player, we usually get him. So I think that's done and dusted.
Although, to be fair, I think Liverpool have dodged a bullet with a Werner.
I think the only person that didn't think that Liverpool was going to Werner was you, mate. You think even he thought he was going to Liverpool, but he got his head turned by
going to
the
Liverpool
cash,
as well, to be fair.
The cash, the sweet talking money.
I mean, was that it?
Well, it wasn't Frank sitting down and going, we're going to win the league this year, was it?
Oh.
So.
I mean, yeah, it's not that. We've got a plan, pal. We've got a plan.
Yeah, well.
I think it's going to be Lionel Messi. I think he's going to join PSG. I think one of their main attackers will leave, whether it's Angel Di Maria, Neymar, or Mbappe. I think one will leave. I have a feeling it will be Di Maria. And I think it's going to be an Argentine renaissance for Lionel Messi. And I think he's going to have a good couple of years with them before wheeling off all his wheelbarrows of cash to end his career
either eating Big Macs in Florida or going back to Argentina. So with new old boys with the same shirt that he wore the other day, well, Diego Maradona's shirt, and he's going to be doing his introductory walk around the stadium with the same shirt. But anyway, by the by, Lionel Messi is going to be mine to PSG.
Come on, Jack, you're so accurate with these things, constantly telling me that I'm wrong.
You know that Soldier Boy meme where he's just like, he covered my whole damn flow, bar to bar. It's literally James right now. He literally said everything I was going to say.
You're going to have to think outside the box, mate, then, mate.
What can you say? I've got amazing footballing knowledge, so thank you very much.
You just listened to thank you, podcast
thank
and
you
said
so,
it.
Thank you so much for your compliment. That means a lot for me. And if that's your way of apologising for your rude comments about me in the last podcast, I accept.
I'm glad you were listening to the last podcast, because in the last podcast, I said, I think Messi will go to PSG. I think there's a big possibility of that, and that they won't be able to afford Neymar, Mbappe and Messi altogether, and I think Mbappe could go to Real Madrid either in the summer for a fee or on a free transfer the following year. So for me, Messi will be the biggest signing of the summer in 2021.
It's almost like James listened to the podcast last week, isn't it? Funny that. Anyway, who's going to be the MVP of the year? Who is going to be the most valuable player of 2021? So that's considering the Champions League, the Euros, and potentially the beginning of next season up until Christmas. For me personally, if he's back in time for the Euros, coming into that Holland team and also returning to Liverpool, kicking on after we've won the league again next year, fingers crossed, I think the most valuable player of 2021 upon his return will be Virgil van Dijk, because you can see the influence he's had not being there, and I think the influence he will have when he returns will be an even big signifier of how valuable a player he is to any team that he's playing in. Right, I'll take my Liverpool hat off, throw it over near James's Bayern one. Over to you, gents.
I'm quite stumped, actually. I'm trying to think of a player who's going to be...
I've got one.
Let Carlsberg go first and I'll have a little mull.
Over your wine, your little mulled wine.
Yes, I'll pour a glass of red and have a very sincere thought.
Yeah, great, the podcast is going to be 3 hours long now. I'm going to be biased for the first time in this two-episode series, and I'm going to say a Chelsea player.
And who's that?
And I think for 2021, it's going to be N'Golo Kante.
Ooh!
If France win the Euros... And Mbappe will steal the headlines, but a big reason will be Kante. And I think Chelsea will become an even better team next season. The new signings will adapt. They will have settled in London and we will be a full-on title contender next season. And I think we're starting to see the best of Kante after he dropped off a little bit the past year or two. And we're starting to see him return to form this season and the end back a little bit at the back end of last season, more so this season. And I think he will be back to world-class. I think he is world-class, but I think he will be back to elite level in 2021, and he will be a big reason for France's success as well. N'Golo Kante.
Very, very good suggestion. It'd be great to see in a year's time. How wrong we are.
Oh, yeah, no, I've just jinxed it now for all of us.
Go on, James. Come on, you've had a sip of your Merlot. What's happening?
Go on, say the Bayern Munich plan.
Yeah, I've had a few sips of my Malbec, actually. I prefer Malbec over Merlot at these times of years.
All right, mate, we didn't ask for your life story.
Just lovely notes of raspberry, oak timber and smoked cedarwood.
That's great, mate, but we're on a timer here.
Come on, there's a game on.
Right, because I'm not biased, I'm going to say Kingsley Goatman, for the main reason that Serge Gnabry and Leroy Sané have not been performing too well recently. Goatman has definitely got an error.
Let him speak, how rude.
Sorry, what's happening, Carlsberg?
2-0 Leicester.
There's been a goal.
Who's
it
gone to? Tell me.
Alderweireld own goal.
Toby Alderweireld.
He's into his own net, Jeff.
I mean, that's old news.
I
knew about that about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't tell me. Also,
we can speak up then. Jesus.
Well, we had a podcast to do.
Anyway,
that's unprofessional for Newcastle.
Whilst you're bursting into apish hysterics, I'm going to say mine is going to be Kingsley Goatman, for the main reason that he is filling the void left by Gnabry and Sane. Definitely two players that have been struggling compared to what we thought they would be doing. And I think he's going to play an instrumental part in Bayern Munich's success next year, as well as the Euros as well. So mine goes to Kingsley Goatman, the King of Lisbon.
Smashing it. All right, let's move on very, very quickly.
He's not being biased.
Anyway, we'll move on very, very quickly to comeback player of the year. There's been some horrific injuries. There's been some players that cannot get off the table when it comes to physio or surgery of the like. But next year is another year, another chance. Who could potentially be the comeback player of the year next year? I look at a long list of players. A lot of them are Liverpool players. Could be Joe Gomez, but I'm actually going to put a little bit of respect on this man's name. I think the comeback player of the year next year will be Eden Hazard.
I hope so, man.
It's been awful.
I hope so.
He's been shite.
Well, he needs to stop eating so many bloody Big Macs, so maybe he can get his fitness back.
He does love his food, but it's not. I don't think that's been the main issue. It's just constant injuries. And it's been not ones that are like muscle injuries either. Like, he had last season, he had a bad ankle injury, and then his current injury is the same type of injury, but I think the other leg now.
That's how it goes. If you come back too quickly, you can do the exact same injury on the other leg. I mean, look at Clay for Golden State Warriors. He's fucked.
Oh.
It's tough, isn't it? It's just how it goes. But go on, Jack. Your comeback player of the year next year. Who do you think?
With the Reece James injury at the moment, I'm not sure if he's going to need surgery or not. It's not been confirmed. I'm hoping it's not. But if it is confirmed, I may have to go for him. If not, I'm going for, and this is a player that's had two, I think, ACL injuries now. He's only 21. I'm hoping he comes back better than ever and he's going to be fine. I'm going for Nicolò Zaniolo for AS Roma. I'm praying he's going to be okay and he comes back even stronger, because he could be the future of Italian football.
He's a sensational, sensational footballer. And I remember when he went down with his second ligament injury in his knee, you messaged us straight away, Jack, and you were like, no, like the Euros, like this was his year. Absolutely gutted for him.
The first time he had the injury was against Juventus, and it was, I think it was back in, I want to say February, March. It was definitely before COVID shut down everything, and there was a big fear he was going to miss the Euros, and it was looking like he would before the Euros got postponed. And there's a great story of after the game where he's all the players like walking off and stuff and going to the buses, and Buffon comes up to it and goes up to him and says, rehab quickly and get back fully fit. The whole country needs you. Wow. And when Gigi Buffon says that to you,
you listen.
That means something.
Yeah, he would know. He would know. Go on, James. Comeback player of the year.
So it's going to be a Bayern player.
Is it going to be Leroy Sané?
It's going to be Leroy Sané.
Yeah.
So had his bad knee injury summer of 2019, which ruled him out for the majority of the season. We've seen glimpses of how well he can play at Bayern, but then he was injured again in November. And yesterday he was hurled off around 60 minutes. And he actually walked into the changing room. He was so upset of his performance. One member of the coaching team brought him back in. His face looked like a smacked ass for the rest of the game. And then very nicely, Thomas Müller put his arm around him at the end, wanted for him to celebrate Bayern's win yesterday. And Müller said in an interview that he knows of Sané's qualities, the whole team knows, and that he will come better and you'll be back to his old self. And I think he will. I think we'll be seeing the very best of Leroy Sané to come next year. And I think we can all say what a player he was
what
at Man City
when he was. He's an absolute baller when he's on his form. He's so quick. So, so quick. Right, brings us to our final section and what will be the last section of 2020. Of course, we're recording this podcast all in one go, but I'm moving house and then there's Christmas and all sorts of shenanigans. So this will be the last segment of FC Podcast for 2020, and it's predicting next year's Clown of the Year. The music's playing, that means only one thing. It's time to put a red nose on somebody's face, but we're doing it blindfolded. We're reaching out into the ether of clownery and thinking, who's going to be a proper twat next year? I'll let you guys have a little think because I already have mine loaded and ready to go. My prediction next year is that Harry Kane, England captain, is going to do one of his suicidal backs into players while they're jumping in midair. He's going to cause somebody to have an injury at the Euros in a big game, and he's going to get sent off. He's been a clown doing it before, and I don't think there is anywhere worse that he could do it. And if he's not careful, he's on a trajectory to clowndom. Harry Kane, you are potentially my clown of the year for next year. James, any suggestions, any thoughts?
So yes, my contender has got to be Joachim Löw. I think that the Euros will end awfully for him. I think Germany are going to be bounced out of the group and he's going to be sacked. He's already on very thin ice. He's still refusing to bring Müller, Boateng and Hummels back into the team. It's just going from bad to worse. And I think he's going to have his legacy a little bit dented at the Euros. And I think it's just going to be an absolute clownery for him. I think he's going to pick another strange team to go to the Euros. And I think Germany are just going to be embarrassed.
Wouldn't surprise me. It really, really wouldn't surprise me, depending on what happens with Joachim Löw. Jack, who is your suggestion for Clown of the Year next year?
Just quickly, to jump off both you guys' suggestions, I do agree with James. I think Germany are going out in the group stage. I think France and Portugal are getting through the groups in the Euros. As with Kane, my God, the irony of if he gets sent off for doing that. I mean, I've spoken on this podcast before about my feelings about what he does. I don't think there's enough criticism in the British media towards him. I think we're starting to see a little bit more now, but I think he deserves more for what he's doing. And it would just be complete irony if he fucks it for England by doing that. But that, he's not my clown of the year. My clown of the year is going to be kind of coming off 2020, and it is Ronald Koeman. I mean, I've spoken at length about Barcelona, about the clownery that's going on at the club. But less so about Barca, more about him specifically. The Euros are postponed. Barcelona have a meltdown and then they appoint him. He basically leaves Holland high and dry after postponing the Euros and then a year before the Euros to go to his dream job of Barcelona. And Holland then replace him with Frank de Boer, a bloke that has been a failure at almost every single club he's managed apart from Ajax. He failed at Crystal Palace. Palace have had a lot of bad managers over the years, and he's considered arguably the worst ever manager at Palace. He took charge of 5 games, they lost all 5 games, and he didn't score a single goal in those 5 games. He then goes to Inter Milan. He's then sacked within 2 months, maybe not even that. He even manages Atlanta in the MLS, and he fails there. Wherever he's gone, he has not done a good job, and he's not doing that great with the Holland national team during the final Nations League games and the friendlies. Now, they've got an easy group, but I do think they will not win the Euros. And I think for Koeman, I think he will be made the scapegoat at Barcelona, and he will be sacked at the end of the season when a new president comes in. And I think by the time Holland turn up to the Euros ready to play, Koeman will have been out of a job and he will have to watch the Euros at home unemployed. And that, for me, is got to be Clown of the Year material.
Absolutely savage. I think that is a fantastic pick. And I think it's a fantastic way to wrap up our review of 2020. Anybody that's been listening to this podcast, thank you very much for doing so. Anyone that supported us over the past year, we love you. Thank you so much for doing it. We'll be back in 2021, bigger than ever before. There's so much football to discuss, so much more to come. So anybody got any suggestions of what we should have said? Please let us know on Twitter or on Instagram. James, it's time to wrap up 2020, mate. Have you got anything to say to the ultras before we had sign off?
Yeah, certainly. It's been absolutely tremendous to see us growing as a podcast, and we couldn't have done this without our ultras and our avid listeners. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for being able to vote in all of our social media polls. And we'll come back for more shits and gigs, as I say. Great banter, expert football knowledge, and our promise to, or not promise, to be less biased about Bayern Munich.
Very nicely said, sir. Jack, you sign off for 2020.
Well, I know with this coming out, this will be out in the new year, right? So I hope everyone had a lovely Christmas and they got into the new year safe and sound with these real shit times we're having in the country right now with Tier 4 and everything. I hope everyone managed to have a positive Christmas and a start to the new year. Thank you so much for supporting us and allowing us to keep doing what we're doing. See you all in the new year. Thanks.
Beautifully put, mate. All the best, folks. Stay safe. I hope you had a great Christmas and a great new year, and we will see you in January. All the best.